From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the Syrian government has taken seriously a U.S. warning against launching another chemical weapons attack. Mattis said there has been no such attack since the White House issued a late Monday statement warning the regime of President Bashar al-Assad would pay a heavy price if it uses chemical weapons. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if President Donald Trump was prepared to act preemptively.
I know that was the action decided. I'm not, of course, going to go into detailed conversations that may have taken place.
The U.S. said it saw active preparations for another such attack at Syria's Sheirat airfield, the same base that a similar attack originated April 4. Syria denied using any chemical weapons. Nearly 90 people were killed in that attack, prompting a U.S. cruise missile strike on the airbase. The decision was defended Wednesday by U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We forced the Security Council to hold an open emergency session, which some member states didn't want. We drew a red line. If the UN would not act collectively, the United States would act alone. And we did.
She said she believed President Trump saved Syrian lives. Also Wednesday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he hoped the U.S. would not use its intelligence assessments about Syria's intentions as a pretext for mounting what he called a provocation. He said Moscow would act with dignity and proportionality to any U.S. strike. Zimbabwean activist Pastor Evan Mawarui has been freed on bail 2 days after being arrested at a student rally, charged with promoting violence. 40-year-old faces September trial on separate charges. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, including a dinner late Thursday and discussions Friday with President Trump. Speaking late Wednesday to business professionals, Mr. Moon said his government is trying to establish a fair market order to increase both predictability and confidence in the market. He said he's committed to putting people and households first at the center of his economic policy. Mr. Moon also expressed confidence the U.S.-South Korean alliance will make a greater leap forward as a more comprehensive pact. Bruce Klingner served as the deputy division chief of the Central Intelligence Agency in Korea.
South Korea is a critical ally in Northeast Asia, and they've been hampered in developing a relationship with President Trump because of the impeachment of the previous president, Park Geun-hye. So Trump has already established a very good personal relationship with the Japanese prime minister, and also it seems a good relationship with the Chinese president. So the South Korean president is trying to establish that same relationship, trying to assert the importance of South Korea to the U.S. as well as in Northeast Asia.
Meanwhile, at the U.N. Security Council, the North Korean ambassador made a rare appearance, warning his country will continue building nuclear weapons despite international sanctions, pressure, and military threat. Venezuela's embattled socialist president Nicolas Maduro is vowing to defend against what he called a coup attempt after a renegade policeman used a helicopter to strafe and drop hand grenades on the Supreme Court and Interior Ministry buildings on Tuesday. An arrest warrant has been issued for policeman Oscar Perez. The U.S. is boosting security measures for all foreign airlines flying to U.S. airports, but not for now expanding a ban on carry-on laptop computers. Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly said the new measures, both seen and unseen, will be phased in over the next months.
The threat is not diminished. In fact, I am concerned that we are seeing renewed interest on the part of terrorist groups to go after the aviation sector, from bombing aircraft to attacking airports on the ground, as we saw in Brussels and Istanbul.
Passengers can expect more overall screening, closer examination of personal electronic devices, more security around planes and terminals, and dogs trained to sniff out bombs and chemicals. Australia's Catholic Church said Cardinal George Pell, the Vatican treasurer, is denying multiple sexual assault offenses brought to him against him by police. The Archdiocese of Sydney said the cardinal will return to clear his name. Shane Patton is deputy police commissioner for Victoria State.
Cardinal Pell is facing multiple charges in respect to historic sexual offenses, and there are multiple complainants relating to those charges.
Pell is the highest-ranking church official to be ensnared in the church's long-running scandal. He's facing a legal action that requires a court appearance July 18th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.